1. I wish the bus would come. I'm so cold. Look at those snowdrifts over there. They're taller than I am.
Wind is biting into my skin like a mad dog.
Question.
What can we learn from the conversation?
2. I'd like to borrow these 3 books. I also need 2 books, but I couldn't find them.
This one is on loan. It's due back in about a week. Do you want me to reserve it for you?
Question.
What does on loan mean here?
3. I have a sore throat and I feel a bit dizzy.
How long have you been like this?
Question.
What's wrong with the woman?
4. I have to get back to the office. There's so much work.
No, you don't. You've got to go home and go to bed. And you have to stay there for a week. You mustn't take any more chances with your health.
Question.
What can you infer from the dialogue? 5. I want to mail this package to Hong Kong. How much is the postage?
That will be $12.
Question.
Where is the man?
6. I want to open a savings account, sir. What is the proper procedure?
First, you fill out the application, and then we'll issue you a passbook.
Question.
What does the woman want to do?
7. What time would you come? 1 o'clock?
As a matter of fact, I have already made an appointment with Professor Smith at 1 o'clock.
Question.
Will the woman agree to the appointment at 1 o'clock?
8. What do people do on Youth Day?
Different kinds of activities, such as commemorative meetings, visiting places of revolutionary interest, outing, planting trees, parties. It's mostly young people who take part.
Question.
Which of the following is not mentioned?
9. Which is difficult to learn, Chinese or English?
For me, math is the most difficult to learn.
Question.
What are they talking about? 10. How could anyone survive this accident?
It's a miracle. There were 2 men in the truck and 4 women with 2 children in the car, but no one was badly hurt.
Question.
Which of the following is not true?
Section B, compound dictation. In a competitive economy, the consumer usually has the choice of several different brands of the same product. Yet, underneath their labels, the products are often nearly identical. One manufacturer's toothpaste tends to differ very little from another manufacturer's. Thus, manufacturers are confronted with the problem: how to keep sales high enough to stay in business. Manufacturers solve this problem by advertising. They try to appeal to consumers in various ways. In fact, advertisements may be classified into 3 types according to the kind of appeals they use. One type of advertisement tries to appeal to the consumer's reasoning mind. It may offer a claim that seems scientific. For example, it may say the dentist recommends flash toothpaste. In selling a product, the truth of the advertising may be less important than the appearance of truth. A scientific approach gives the appearance of truth. Another type of advertisement tries to amuse the potential buyer. Products that are essentially boring, such as insecticide, are often advertised in an amusing way. One way of doing this is to make the products appear alive. For example, the advertisers may personify cans of insecticide and show them attacking mean-faced bugs. Ads of this sort are silly, but they also tend to be amusing. Advertisers believe that consumers are likely to remember and buy products that the consumers associate with fun.